The Night Train is brought to you by St Andrews Hotel, 128 Nicholson Street, Fitzroy. Beautifully crafted, cosy and intimate spaces for your drinking and dining experiences.
So we welcome the one and only, the effervescent Mark Talaich, to the studio of the Night Train. Fantastic to have you here, mate.
Thanks for the invite, boys. Sorry it took so long.
And why is it? What took so long? Why didn't you... Who was it that finally convinced you to come on the show?
There's a few shows that stopped, so.
Plenty of phone calls, plenty of texts.
Can I just correct you? Just said that quiz you just brought up. I was didn't play for the Knights for a year because I did my knee. I played at Canberra Metro during the off season.
How many times did you do your knee?
Twice.
Twice? Jeez.
I did ACL twice. Did the medial ones.
Was that the one that came up on that video footage in the 50-60 gala when we made that short montage of games where I think I repeated it three times?
That's the one.
Who was that against?
First time was against George, St George over in Sydney. Jarkov.
Oh, Jarkov turned you.
He threw the dummy. My body went, but the leg stayed where it was and just went pop, and that was it.
And the second one?
Second was Marconi. Went up in the air for a header, just landed awkwardly, and just did my knee there again.
And that was it. All right. Now, one of the most popular players, as we said, going around, former players, often seen in and around the club. You played all your juniors at the Knights, Melbourne Croatia? Yeah, or as it was then known, probably Essendon Croatia back in the day?
All of them, yep.
And where'd you start? Where was that journey? Where did it start? Where did you train first?
I think under nines or eights at Montgomery Park. We started there first. And then from there, we moved over to Cross Keys. And then from Cross Keys, we went over to Maribyrnong.
Fairbairn Park.
Mm-hmm. Fairbairn Park. Stayed there. And then Olympic Park, playing for the youth team. And then from there, over to Sunshine, Summer Street now.
So you've seen them all. You covered basically every place.
Been everywhere.
The 70s and 80s and all the way through to the current day. Do you remember who your first coach was?
It would be one of the parents, that's for sure. who was it? Oh, yeah, Ramyak.
Yeah.
Ramyak was my first coach under nines.
And do you remember any of the teammates? Is that photo that I put up on Facebook today, and it's on our Twitter feed from roughly about 1977? Was that the first?
That would have been the team. It was, what, Kielich in there. There was Gogler in there. Jack
Barczak.
Gribovac, yeah. Even Tony Kolchek's in there.
Tony Kolchek, oh, God. We're waiting for his text to come through thick and fast. He's been a bit quiet tonight. I don't know what's going on.
The Ramyak boys were there as well.
There's a couple there that we couldn't quite identify.
Just Joe Garlich. Mick Tadinats was there.
All-star.
Back in the days, yeah, that was probably
all-star team. And from the photo, it looks like you're wearing a shirt and possibly slacks. Was that you going to church or something? Or coming home from church and they got a team photo?
The mum dressed me those days. Had no choice.
But good times, mate, good times. Now.
Well, Tommy Govron just wants to know, when you go on an interstate trip, does Zovko fit on your carry-on?
It's like Fantasy Island. But tell us, Tony Kolchek's in that photo. Was he a better bloke in 1977 than what he is now?
Nah, still the same.
Still the same? Hasn't changed.
Nothing's changed.
Nah, not at all. So do you remember who your first game was that you played as a junior? Do you remember who you played against?
As a junior, first game.
Some of those teams in those days that probably aren't around anymore. Grand Slavia or Sunshine Heights or...
Back in those days.
Mostar Juniors back in those days?
No, Faulkner was back in those days. Same like it is now, I suppose.
Moreland Meadows and the like.
Laylaw, yeah. Glasson Park, those days.
The junior journey came to an end. You got to about the under-16s. You made your debut. Was it at 16 or were you older, younger? Or?
Oh, yeah, it was about 16, 9 months, so nearly 17.
And who was the coach that gave you the tap on the shoulder? How were you told about it?
I was playing for the youth team, and Miron was coaching us then as well. But then he got the first team job because someone got the flick. I can't remember who it was. And he just invited me up, and he put me in the first team.
Miron Blyberg, famous Blyberg. Gold Coast United A-League coach.
Mate, what were his team talks like?
There's a lot of pause in there because he always just say, you do this, you do this. No, it was a good thing about him. I remember the first game, we were sitting in the changing rooms and Miron said, no one is allowed to scream at me, have a go at me. If I make a mistake, it's all right, just keep going. So So that was good.
And that's how you played out the rest of your career. who was the first game against? Do you remember your first senior game?
I think it was the Doherty Cup, one of those Buffalo Cup games. Oh, right. And I think it might have been Heidelberg, I think.
Midweek game?
Yeah, one
it
of those.
Was some cracker those games in those days.
They were unbelievable, those games. Those the crowd that games. Just turned up those days, crazy.
Buffalo. So there's what, 86? So who would have been in there? Paul Lewis still in that squad?
Yeah, it would have been Paul Lewis. David McIntosh.
Oh.
Scariest human being I've ever seen on a soccer field.
Yeah, he's the craziest guy I've played with. Who else? Campbell, Steve Gojevic, Robbie Markowitz, Robert Runje.
And Steve Gojevic is in that photo as well from 77, is that right?
No.
He's not?
Steve on Michelle.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Was it Steve Gojevic? He's a bit older than me. Yeah.
There you go. But Dave McIntosh. What was it like with having him in the back line there, mate, Jeff?
I remember training with him back in the days, and we used to just warm up, just like knock the ball to each other. He used to just ping the ball at me. I used to try to control it. The ball used to get like 5 metres in front of me, and he'd just have a go at me.
Did you understand the word he said?
I heard all the swearing words at me.
And then from not only making your debut at 16, roughly around that time as well, you made your debut for a young Australian team at an under 16 level, 1985. If I'm correct, you were involved in the squad leading up to the 1984. Was it World Champs or was it the?
Yeah, that was the first time they had like under 16 World Cup, and that was held in China. We had a great team then. We never lost a game in the first 90 minutes. We made it to the played against Germany, played against Argentina, we played against Guinea as well. Won all those games or draw, didn't lose. Then we played in the quarterfinals. We played against Tonga. They came to us because we were top of the ladder. And we drew that and then we went to penalties. We lost some penalties.
Who was in goals? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Do you remember anyone from that team?
Yeah, there was Craig Foster was there.
Craig Foster. Wow. Lawrence Kidner was in there.
Paul Chumboli was there.
Wow.
George Gillespie was there. Yeah, there's a few.
There's some big names in that. I mean, that is quite a team.
All-star cast.
There's a lot of guys from the AIS in there. So, Cunningham, he was our captain, but he didn't make it any further than that.
Didn't quite reach your heights later on down the track. Then the 87 World Youth Championships. It says you didn't quite make it to that one. Was that an injury?
Yeah, that's when I did my knee. That's when Jarkov threw the dummy and had no idea back in those days about injuries. Never had an injury in my life. And I remember coming off the field. I started doing some warm-ups, you know, just kept going. I'll come back on. and then I said, no, I can't do it. Went to training on Tuesday. Still hurt me. So the club just said, just go to the doctors down to Victoria House. Went down there. Doctor just had a look at it. 2 seconds. He goes, you've done your ACL. I said, what the hell's that? He said, it's a main ligament in your knee.
And I said, oh, you said fair to enough. Him, why have you pulled my pants down there? I thought you were checking out my knee. But all good. But you would have possibly, if you made it through to that squad, who would you have played against at that 87?
Would have played against Yugoslavia.
Oh, against the old Yugoslavia. Steve Novko's team. There you go.
Boban and all the boys are there. So.
Yeah, Shuker, Prosinecki was in that team. Mihailovic would have probably been in that squad.
Yeah.
All-star cast, man.
So pretty disappointed I didn't go there. Would have been good.
Maybe you would have got to swap tops. Got to.
I think Zofka's got one at home anyway.
Now, it says here the 89-90 season, you scored a couple of goals.
Did I?
Yeah, you had 4 goals in your NSL career, one either side of that 90-91, but you scored 2 in that year. Or do you remember your first goal that you scored as a senior?
I remember scoring against St. George over in Sydney.
St. George would have been.
First goal.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Who was in goals? Who would have been in goals for them back in that year? Wasn't Tony Pizzano.
No.
But so you managed to bag a couple of goals there.
Yeah,
as well.
From the back line, not too bad. Score a goal, yeah.
No, never in doubt, mate. You're very athletic, as you are now. And also the 89 season, we played against Just in that final game where they were relegated from the NSL. Mm. Were you present at that game?
I was there, but I didn't play though, but I was there.
Yeah, well, you boycotted that game. You didn't want to play.
No, it was a great day that day.
It was one of the greatest days of all time. You also played in an era when there was plenty of finals heartbreak, where we lost some grand finals before we hit that final success in 95. What was the atmosphere like? Let's say that 90-91 grand final against South Melbourne, Olympic Park.
Why'd you have to bring that up for?
Yeah, I've never watched a replay. I've never, ever watched the replay. I've never seen Joe Palazzetti's goal again since that day.
I've watched it many times.
But what was it like? Being there as a kid, mate, that was the greatest spectacle of my life.
It was good at until the
88th minute.
I actually saw the trophy. I was on the right-hand side. The second half was on the stadium side. And I saw the people bringing out the trophy, got the red and white ribbons on there. I'm thinking, yeah, this is ours. And then, that Palazzetti scored the goal. But the worst thing was the penalties, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'll try to repress the memory.
One of the last three penalties, couldn't score.
You didn't want to take one?
I actually got hit by Kimon Teliodorus, did my ankle. So I wasn't really too confident about taking, that's why I didn't take one.
Yeah, he's still going, Kimon Teliodorus, in football circles, the top man here in Victoria.
Yeah, he is.
Might have to give him one back when you see him.
But a question from David Likota, actually. Mark, my brother, reckons that Marty would have been better than you if you didn't spend so much time hanging out with him. Thoughts?
Dave's got no idea.
Apparently he was so quick, my colleagues could never catch him. And for those of you who don't know, David Likota, it works for the police force.
But I played alongside your brother. I played alongside your brother, Marty. He was one of the quickest blokes. And to believe it or not, Andrew Pav, who's most likely listening to the show, was one of the quickest blokes I ever played alongside. You probably wouldn't believe it now. But him and your brother, between the two of them, were two of the quickest. And Zelk Jovanovic, obviously, at Strathmore, Glenroy Split back in the day. Were absolute lightning bolts, and he was quite a handy finisher as well.
Remember back in the days of Glenroy Split when I coached?
I've got that question for you later. So you're in between. So you said you got an injury. You moved up to Canberra for a little bit and filled in your time up there at Canberra Deacon Crozier.
Just there during the off-season. They just sort of invited me over for play a few games up there, so I wasn't doing much, so I just went over there, played a few games during the off-season.
What about now, mate? You still keep active? You play any competition, any old boys? Is there an old boys?
I wish I could, but the knee just plays up.
Is there any old boys' plans for the tournament in Dandy this year? Are they putting anything
together? No chance. I did that a couple of years ago. I think I made a sprint for about 5 metres and just did my calf, and that was it. Never again, I said.
But they can surely have you in and around the bench there, some tactics, the brains behind it all.
Yeah. But that I'll give a few drinks and that.
But that squad you played in that, 91, 92 era, even going on probably from the late 80s, 89, even from the Rajnovic days, I suppose, players like Adjic, Milošević, Biškić, Davo, yourself, George Hanna, these are names. It's got to be one of the greatest teams to never have won a grand final.
You say that, but every other league in Europe, if you win the league after the round, I think we won it every single year for about 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
Just saying that, that was a magnificent team. Yeah. Fantastic boys in there as well, playing with Biskic. Branko Milošević, to me, was probably the best player at the club.
When he was at that time, when he was peaking, Branko Milošević was just second to none, wasn't he?
At training, we used to have trainings. And every time he got the ball, no one attacked him. We just jockeyed him, let him go. Because, he'd just take the piss out of you, take the ball past you. And so he was unreal. When Adjic was there, everyone was saying Adjic. But I think even Branko those days lifted as well.
Yeah, he did.
He lifted because he had someone like Adjic to play with.
Yeah. And he was a tank. He was hard to knock off the ball. He was an absolute bull.
He's got the thickest thighs in the history of mankind.
Other than Paul Magic, apparently, according to some. But I'm just looking at this old photo. This is Middle Park. Mark, so for our listeners, we're looking at an old photo. It would have been just after the Melbourne-Croatia round logo days when we moved to the more curvy variant. You've got Francis Oratifi, David Miller, and a young Andrew Marth, Ivan Kerlić, a young Mark Talage, George Hanna, Theo Salamides, even got Pokwini Branko Filippi there at the end, and Steve Mandakić as the president. And you've got Paul Donnelly, Branko Milošević, Josip Biškić, Joe Chaleta, Alan Davidson, Mark Šilić. Now, that is just
an amazing
absolute
team.
Talent right there. And what was the score in that game? Do you remember saying earlier?
I think it was 2-1. And I gave the three ball to Joe Coletta to score.
There you go.
I remember that goal, actually. Yeah. He was flying down. How fast was Joe Coletta?
Yeah, speedster. Very good.
He did very similar to the against Just when he scored that goal as well. And Francis put him through on goal. Right. And he could have cut one back earlier, but then he got one on Francis and he put him away in that particular game. That was fantastic. Now, what was your most memorable moment at the club, do you reckon? As a player, as a junior, even as a parent, you know, you could throw that one in, because if those that don't know, Mark's son Chris played at Melbourne Knights as well and made it all the way through to the seniors. What was your most satisfying, memorable moment, you reckon, if you could pick one just off the top of your head?
Listen, as a junior, as a Melbourne Knights supporter, always wanted to play for the first team, yeah? And first team, I under-16s, made the squad. That was probably the most, felt so good to play in the first team, you know? Thought you'd never get there. There's so many good players back in those days, but to actually make the first team for Melbourne Croatia those days was just a great feeling.
Well, you're like most of us, you know, if we could just have one game, happy to retire sort of thing. And then you ended up playing for many, many years, but in those days you would have happy just to make one senior appearance and
absolutely,
say
absolutely
fantastic. And then later on in life, there was some coaching, which we'll get to in a second, but then watching your son Chris play for the Melbourne Knights as well, what did that feel like? And it's all the way to the seniors, probably all the way through the juniors, and then getting that crack in the seniors.
Oh, it's always good to see your son make the first team of the Melbourne Knights, you know. You dreamed of your key going and playing for the first team, which he did, which was fantastic.
Yeah. And your dad, Jure, would have been extra proud as well, not only of your achievements, but then his grandson as well.
Of course, the old man used to come to watch him play every single game, like all parents do, grandparents as well, come see their little kids play football, which is good.
Well, Steve Causal just wants to know about your whereabouts during the famous Olympic Park pitch invasion.
Everyone knows back in those days, South Melbourne supporters used to always, after a game, jump the fence, come over to our side and just sit there and clap at us, sing their songs, whatever. And at this one occasion, they went too far. Some of the guys, South Melbourne supporters, pushed a few of our players. Yeah. It was Kelich and Coletta over there. I think McCoskey was playing there. I think they pushed them, you know.
Yeah.
So we're upstairs. Everyone was like, did you see that? Yeah, let's get him. So everyone just ran downstairs, went onto the athletics track, and I was pretty much one of the first ones down there. And I've just gone, what am I doing here? I can't fight. I don't know how to fight. And then I remember Martin Zabak walking past. He just looked at me and goes, you ready? My head's going, yeah, but inside I'm going, no. Zabak just hit someone, and I thought, pretty much everything else is a blur.
There's plenty of blokes that haven't seen an athletics trick since that day. Or done any running. So,
well, speaking of violent behaviour, there was one encounter at Hindmarsh Stadium when we were playing Adelaide City. And I think you've just tackled one of the Aloisi brothers, was it?
Yeah, it was John Aloisi. It was a perfect tackle. Got the ball and him at the same time.
And one of the...
I was just like, we got tangled up and I just sort of landed on top of him, and I was just trying to get up. And right hand hit the ground. My left hand, sort of just landed on his face. And I was just trying to get up. It looks like I'm, pushing down on his face, but I was just trying to get up off the ground.
Yeah, it was innocent. Yeah,
and a few people reckon I was eye gouging him when I was down there, but it wasn't. It was just an open hand, and I was just trying to get up off the ground. That's all it was.
And there was one elderly gentleman who wasn't very happy about it.
Mr. Aloisi Senior, I believe.
Apparently I heard it was his uncle or something. You know, came onto the pitch, hit him in the side of the face, turned towards him, and then Joe Barchuk was there. He just grabbed me. He goes, don't do it, Tyler, don't do it. So I have to thank Joe Barchuk. Could have got a few weeks there.
They're those dark days of the NSL.
Yeah. I got charged for bringing the game to dispute.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, don't blame me. No.
Was there another one as well with South Melbourne? I think where the South Melbourne fans might have been giving you a bit of stick.
Oh, that's Summer Street? That's when I did my media, but I thought I did my ACL again. So I was like spewing. And they brought on the stretcher. And I'll take me around in the field.
Lap of honour.
Just lying on the stretcher. And all of a sudden, I was just getting verbally abused by some people in the crowd there. And I look up, and I get up, I'm sitting up on the stretcher. And that's just kept going at me. So I just started giving it back to him. I don't know why I did that, but I just did it. And that was it.
Really. That was the adrenaline, mate. Made you feel better. But then, an illustrious coaching career that was topped off at the old Glenroy Split at Billy Wojtek Reserve. I believe that was some of your most glorious days as a person involved in soccer. Tell us, there was one particular game where you were coaching. I think the team was close to promotion, potentially, or pushing for top spot. Yeah. There was a joker in the pack. There was someone out there in the crowd who hadn't trained for a good 3 months. He was linesman in the reserves game. And he, just like you, when Miriam Blayberg tapped him on the shoulder, he got the tap on the shoulder saying, Smolik, I need you in the seniors. You're going to come off the bench. You're going to win the game for us. Is that right?
That's exactly how it was.
And how did that all end up?
It was probably the last 10 minutes. I think it was 1-1 or 1-0 down or something. Yeah,
Ray Causal wasn't performing.
Ray was doing all right. I took him over because I know Smiley's got a little bit of talent. I want to say how good he is, but he was half decent. I took off Ray. He just gave me the biggest dirty. He wanted to kill me for taking him off, especially when you came on. Your guy hasn't trained for 3 months, and I put him on. And I think first tackle, straight away, yellow. Second tackle, yellow again. Off, red card. I think, what, 2 minutes you're on there?
Oh, it was probably close to about 35 seconds. It was the Stone Cold Steve Austin. I did the old neck drop, head drop, whatever it was. Yeah, I got taken from behind from a throw-in, and I remember I got changed at the bench. I was too scared to come in the dressing room because Stella and the rest of the blokes would have bashed me, so I got changed at the bench there and jumped in my car and didn't go back like Kevin Bartlett for about 16 years. But they were good times. Yeah. How long did you coach there for?
Just a year.
Did I end your career? You blame me for...
I didn't mind it, but just at the start of the season, you said about 50 guys rock up for training, and we split up in reserves and seniors. And during the season, then you dwindle down to about 10, then 7, then 5, you know. Then people have to work, obviously. It's more important to them than training, so.
Overseas trips,
yeah, coming down July.
But the one we can't forget, also we can't forget to mention, is you also represented Australia at a senior level. So a lot of people may or may not know. Played against Indonesia.
Yeah, Indonesia. Eddie Thompson days, called me up.
There you go. Who do you remember who was in that team? Any of the players that might have been?
Yeah, Kalats was in there. Ivanovic was in there. I think Vaughn Coveney was in there as well. There's a few other players in there. He called me up a few times, but there's a few times I couldn't make it. So I could have had a few more caps to my name, but one's enough.
Do you get the gold pass?
Get the gold pass, of course, mate. That's the main thing. Free entry to see Victory play and City play, so that's all right.
Here we go. Josh has just sent through a photo. I'll turn it around. Hopefully you can see it. And someone's asked if Mark Talage still owns this outfit. So just, how old were you there, you reckon?
Oh, probably about one or two. Who knows? That's on Facebook, so that's all right.
Oh, it is on Facebook? That's all. Yeah. Nothing we haven't seen before?
Yeah, nah.
No problem. But also, that 50th anniversary, they did the Team of the Century, you're one of the nominees. How honoured were you also to be included in that list of players that you saw eventually picked in that Team of the Century?
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. Melbourne, Croatia had so many good players. Mm. Players that played for Australia, played for Victoria, and to get nominated, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you ever play for Victoria?
In juniors, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All the way from 13s to 16s.
Because I know by the time it got to the 90s, all of that.
Yeah, that was all sort of finished. Yeah, all that.
Sort of fizzled out, didn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, going back there, and you're talking about all the talent that you actually did play with, is there anyone that really stands out for you? Someone that probably had a great influence on your career?
Listen, I was there when Viduka was there only for about a year, and then there again. I wasn't there with Joe Simon. It's them two, obviously. Yeah. They're standouts at the Knights. But like I said to you before, Branko Milosevic, Mark Cilic, that guy was a talent.
Yeah.
He was the talent, that bloke. Yeah. And Oli Pondoliak too.
Yeah.
He was a talent as well. I wasn't there when Tommy was there, but then those three like really stand out. It depends on the position you are. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Marth there.
Yeah.
He was a fantastic leader at the back, led by example all the time. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. Joseph Biskic. Yeah. He was on my side. All I used to do was just give him the ball. Best shielder of the ball.
Yeah.
There's no way you can get the ball off him.
Yeah.
No chance.
Actually, when you come to think of it, I don't ever remember him getting tackled. So, I mean, you know, fairly anyway.
So I was like free to go forward all the time. So I knew in my mind that no way he'd lose the ball. He'd knock it off to someone or he'd just shield the keeper, then knock it to me. So I was glad I had Biskic on my side. And he was a fantastic player as well.
And any coaches that stand out?
Ken Warden.
Yeah,
to me, he was the best coach at the Knights. He was very hard on the field. I mean, the training's not disciplined, but off the pitch, he was a really top bloke.
Yeah.
He'd just have a laugh, you know. I actually liked that. I think I played my best soccer when he was there too at the Knights.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that was an amazing team there. I mean, that was the...
Yeah.
That, yeah.
I really enjoyed training under him. It was good.
What's he doing now these days?
I think he's not doing great health-wise. And okay. I believe when I was chatting to Pavi a couple of weeks ago, his daughter may have contacted the club. in some capacity. If I'm not wrong, Parvi, you can always, my phone's actually doing the live stream, so you can't text me, but if you want to shoot one through to Rob and give us any information about Ken Warden, how he's going at the moment. I think he wasn't doing great health-wise, and somebody did reach out to the club from his family as well. So okay. If he isn't doing great, we send out our best regards to Ken Warden and his family.
And Miwa Albert as well. He's I remember that sign at the 91 grand final. Someone had one, Warden's Warriors. I remember that sign there behind the goal. So he's a blast from the past. Tony Kolchik has expressed his disgust that you're actually on the show. He's not happy about it.
He's 100% against this series. And he's never listening to the show again.
But even growing up, like you're always a lifelong Melbourne Croatia fan, any players that stood up to you watching, you know, as a kid?
Back in the Olympic Park days, is obviously Tommy Cummings, yeah?
Yeah.
Used to love watching him just fly down that wing. No one can catch him. Tommy Cummings. Alan Kerr, I used to like him too, but for his rough start, particularly the other players. Yeah, but Tommy Cummings, he was just outstanding.
I think he was a favourite of most kids that generation.
Yeah.
Watching him play, he was
absolutely
just a superstar. Absolutely. But then also, Tommy Governor asking, what age was Tuller when he officially retired? So how old?
24.
24.
And a couple of months, whatever it was.
There you go.
I know.
It's very, very young in today's language. So
yeah, Parvis actually just texts through saying Kitty Warden has dementia and he's living in Townsville at the moment. So
thoughts and prayers with the Warden family.
Absolutely.
And, he was an absolute legend of a coach and from all reports a great bloke as well. So sad, but we wish the family all the best and hopefully, yeah. But what else? Thank you to Nick Puljic, who's very, very prolific in sending through texts as well. So thanks for the great words of encouragement about the show. And he's very, he says, full credit to both of you for bringing on Mark Talaich and listening to his stories of football career. So that's fantastic. Now, what are your thoughts on Wednesday's game? FFA Cup, you could call it a qualifier to get into the round of 32 against South Melbourne. How do you think we'll go?
I think we'll do all right. Melbourne Knights / Croatia, we always do well in cups for some reason. Always, especially when we get our backs against the wall. I think all the boys are going to lift absolutely on Wednesday night, and I think we might go on top of South Melbourne and score a few goals, I reckon.
Fingers crossed. We need one. We need one where we can really put a game away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. We see some of these other games, 4-0, 5-0. I keep banging on about it, 5-3, and I think Wednesday night's a game that we'd hopefully fire up and just come out and go absolutely nuts. And well, fingers crossed anyway.
Right. But coming up against a South Melbourne side that's coming into form, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly right. They knocked off Port and they've got a few points, got themselves out of that zone. So we're not going to go too hard on South Melbourne. We've bought them the balls for the youth team. So we've done our bit.
Yeah, that's it.
Stay on your good side.
The future's looking bright over there now. They've got the ball. But Tony Kolchik also, again, how many 80s songs do you know? And all the words to, and the dance moves. I knew I was just waiting for Tony to come on and give you a hard
Dave
time.
Dave Lucas has actually asked, who's your favourite Kiss band member to impersonate?
Ace Frehley, obviously. Ace Frehley.
I was thinking more Gene Simmons. But and also, Tony Kolchik asking Mark what his son Chris is waiting for.
Oh.
Is he waiting for a call-up and a return back to Summer Street?
I've got no idea what he's talking about there.
You're not his agent? You're not
his agent, no.
No, do we need Auntie Zorfka to go and have a chat to him and speak to his people overseas and try and get him across? Good times. Where are we at? We've got 5 minutes to go, Rob. What do you reckon?
We got that song that we haven't, that wasn't broadcast last time because of technical difficulties with some of the renovations going on at Football Nation Radio.
Correct.
But Parvi also wanted me to, it's very important, that goulash will be available on Wednesday evening before the Hellas game. So on a wet, windy, miserable Melbourne day, nothing better than a nice steaming bowl of goulash.
Get your cup goulash. But nothing like a bit of goulash. If the old lady's not cooking on Wednesday, might have to pop in. 7:45 kickoff, Knight Stadium. Wednesday night, it's the big game before the round of 32. There's already 19 teams, I believe, confirmed.
I think it's up to 22 already.
22 now. Oh, there was a couple of games over the last couple of days. Unfortunately, Gold Coast couldn't quite get over the line against Brisbane.
No. So
sister club up there. Sydney United are through, possibly. Might be.
Sydney United are definitely through.
They're definitely through. St Albans have got Bulleen, Hopefully they can knock them off. We've got South Melbourne.
Well, I told you it's going to be St Albans Melbourne Knights Doherty Cup final. So they're going to beat Bulleen.
That'll be fantastic.
They shouldn't even play the game, really.
Just hand over the silverware now. Yeah. But 7:45 kickoff. If it is poor weather, get down a little bit earlier just to make sure, because sometimes the roads are a bit congested, especially the ring road. As soon as a bit of rain falls, it goes to rubbish. Yeah. But get down there.
Chaos. But, you know, the boys just need... they need that you know, the support out there. You know, they want to hear and vocalise that support, not just coming in numbers, but getting out there, using your voices, supporting the lads. It's been proven time and time again. When the crowd gets involved and they get behind the boys, you just see them lift. You see it. You know, it's actually tangible, and you see them. And I think if we've got that support of, you know, 1,000-plus Knights fans out there chanting that Croatia chant, I think nothing's going to stop us.
That's right. You as a player, you would have felt that on the field, particularly at Olympic Park when it started coming out of that main grandstand.
Absolutely. There's nothing better than support from the supporters.
Goosebumps.
Absolutely.
Nothing like it. But next week, we're still unsure of who our guest will be next week, but the following week, so 24th of June.
Yes.
It's the week before I head off overseas and am replaced by the able-bodied Steve Vukasovic, more than likely. We will be having, as a special guest in the studio, Jure Dragovic, or George Dragovic, from the Croatian Soccer Association of Australia and New Zealand. He will be conducting a live draw for the 45th annual Croatian-Australian Soccer Tournament at Dandenong City, which will be hosted in October. So the live draw for all of the games that will be taking place in that first preliminary round will be taking place on the night train from 8 p.m. the 24th of June. So make sure that you tune in, particularly those interstate that want to know how and who they'll be playing and when. George will be pulling out those balls or tickets or whatever the system will be on the 24th of June live. It'll be absolutely fantastic. And for the occasion, I don't have a song, like I said, for this week. I'll try and knock something up for next week. But for that final show before I head off overseas, I've got to get about 60 verses. It's going to be another sort of similar setup to last week. I'm pretty proud of how this one's going as well. So hopefully it's going to be not a bad little tune. Which will be not only looking at our club, but all the clubs, or most of the clubs participating at the soccer tournament as well. So we'll try and give everyone a shout out. But something definitely to look forward to other than next week's show. And hopefully, good news, we come on the show and we're in the FFA Cup, round of 32. And yeah. We may even know our opponent by then, who knows, and we can start preparing for the next round if all goes our way on Wednesday night.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't forget the 24th of June. The live draw for the Croatian soccer tournament that's going to be held at Dandy with special guest George Jure Djuka Dragovic.
another famous name from Metković there. And also I was asked, actually Steve Zofko asked me to ask, who was better, you or Dario Srna, as the greatest ever export out of Metković?
Dario, easy.
You reckon just by played a couple of extra games, maybe did retire as early as you, played till he was about 50.
Yeah, Dario's easy.
You ever met him in real life?
No. Nope.
When you were out there down?
No.
Nope. Just Zofko's cousin on the other side of the border there in Gubba Lapolya. That's a claim to fame. but once again, We're almost out of time. But thank you very much to Mark Talage. It's been a long time coming, but an absolute pleasure. Absolute gentleman. One of the best blokes you'll meet going around. Yeah.
And a true club man.
Exactly right. If you see him on Wednesday, give him a big pat on the back and say thanks for coming in. We'd love to have you in again one day soon. But again, thank you everybody for listening.
Yeah, and we'll see you at Knights Stadium on Wednesday evening at 7:45 p.m. in the Round 7 FFA Cup clash against South Melbourne. Make sure you come in hungry and have your goulash. And then on Saturday, away to the Bentley Greens at 5 p.m. at Kingston Heath. The boys will appreciate your support out there as well. So until next week, Night Train fans, Knights fans, we bid you adieu. And-